Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I want to chat about money. So if you are new here, I love talking about money in all shapes and forms, and I love helping people make more money than they even thought possible. I love getting more money in the hands of good people so they could do more things with it, help more people, impact their communities, their families. Absolutely love everything about money. One of my talks at Chiro WealthCon was, I love money and money loves me. So this is my topic, okay? We're called the Wealthy Practitioner for a reason. And today I actually have some notes because there are some things that I want to get across to you. And typically when I come on and I just riff, it's hard to make sure I cover everything that I meant to originally. So today I actually have notes with me. That means if Stephanie Wigner has notes and she moves at the speed of light, you should probably not listen to this in your car. You should stop, pause, listen to it when you have a notepad ready, because I really want you to think as you hear me talking through these things of what could potentially be blocking your wealth frequency, your ability to make filthy, ungodly, insane amounts of money. I want you to think about, like, where am I holding myself back on the things that Steph talks about? Couple updates though. I just returned from a weekend in New York City with my friends. We call ourselves the 10X girls because when we came together and started working on our businesses together, really calling in the next level for all of us, like insane shit started to happen. And so we call ourselves the 10X girls. We were in New York City and just had an insane weekend manifesting, living like out of body experiences. I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about that, but I have to integrate it. I have to process it a little more before I can even know what I'm going to say. I think I'll probably give the first round of downloads in Nashville at our Profit and Purpose workshop. I'm going to put them through some of the exercises that we went through that were super helpful. Okay, back to blocking your money flow, okay? I want you all to know, I do not give a shit how much money you make. I do not care. I don't care if you got $5,000 in the bank. I don't care if you got $5 million. You could potentially still be holding yourself back. And the reason I know this is because I make more money in 2025 than I've ever made before. And I still have some of these little money blocks that try to creep in, that try to sneak their way in into my consciousness to prevent me from getting to the next level. So the first one is, you have to absolutely know it is required of you to rewire your nervous system for wealth if you were not born into it. 99.9% of the podcast listeners were not born into wealth. Your girl either, okay? I have had to rewire my nervous system. When you hear that, and for the chiropractors listening to this, it's reasons patients can't rewire their nervous system in one adjustment, right? Which brings me to my next point, by the way. Chiropractors should be some of the wealthiest mother truckers on the planet because of the facilitation that they produce in the world to help people rewire their nervous system. Think about that value you're creating. If we make money proportionate to the amount of value that we create in the world, why is not every single chiropractor on the face of the planet wealthy as fuck? That's a problem that I'm single-handedly trying to solve, but also a problem because we are facilitating so much value in the world. Okay, so now that we know we're going to rewire it, why are you so freaking scared to make more money, even though you say that you want more? Even though you say, I want to have X in the bank? Even though you say, I want to double my income, double my revenue, double my impact? Why are you so scared of it? For a lot of you, it's fear of responsibility. Fear that with making more money, more people are going to depend on you. More people are going to ask for a handout. Maybe you're scared that once you get it, you don't know what to do with it and you can't keep it. Or this is something common with men particularly. You think if money feels easy and the act of making money feels easy, that you're lazy. If it didn't come through years and years of trial and error and heartache and difficulty, then you assume you're lazy. And so you energetically block your ability to make more. For some of you, you think in order to be wealthy, it means you'll be too successful and therefore you will be lonely. Luckily for me, this was never an issue because I knew I was getting wealthy with my best friend. And we have the attitude like it's us against the world. Everybody else can fuck off. If you don't want to come around us, you don't want to mess with us, we're good. We got each other, right? And we never really dealt with this one. But I know there's people out there that care so much about being liked by their peers, being included, that they're scared of becoming too wealthy and successful. Or there's a fear of unhappiness, right? Once you're able to get the money that you say you want, you're scared you're still going to be unhappy when you get there. And you will, by the way. If you're waiting to be happy just because you want to make more money, you will still continue to be unhappy the more money you make. This is why we talk a lot about be, do, have inside of the Wealthy Practitioner. You have to be happy in this moment, whether you got $5 in your bank account or $5,000. When I was really starting to tap into my power, start putting out like the fun, it wasn't even honestly about our wealth. It was about how Kyle and I had went on a date night in the city. We had just had our son. I think he was like a year old at that time. We had did an overnight. Kyle surprised me with an overnight into the city and we went shopping. We had brunch. We had champagne. We went to see a show. Like it was so cute. And I posted about like point of view, your husband scoops you away for 24 hours in New York City. And somebody commented like, yeah, I would have this much fun and be this happy if I had money to do all this too. And I'm like, bro, the thing that you got fucked up is like when I was sitting on a couch eating $20 for our dates or like on our first Valentine's Day together, when he catered me Chipotle inside of a botanical garden, I was so happy. Like I was so happy then. So if you're not doing the inner work, you're not going to be happy anyways. It's not going to matter how much money you have. It's not going to matter who's around you. And this is why I always say wealth is an inside job. Build wealth from the inside out. For the chiropractors, that should be easy for you. Build wealth from the inside out. Because if you get right within, everything else is the cherry on top. Everything else is the icing on the cake. This is why every level that I have transcended to, I've always had to come back to myself. Steph, where are you holding yourself back? Where is your subconscious patterning trying to keep you safe or stuck? How can you push past that in order to get to the next level? It's never been something I've outsourced outside of myself. It's always been me coming back home and being like, okay, let's get clear on this. For some of you, if you just, I think this is a little exercise that you can do, and this is all over Instagram, but it is truly helpful when you're wanting to build more wealth, is become deeply obsessed and in love with your life as it is today. I don't care if you're single and you're searching for love. I don't care if you want children and you don't have any. I don't care if you want a business and you're still working for somebody. If you can become deeply obsessed with your life for where you are right now, you will naturally attract more abundance to you in all sorts of forms, wealth included. We are going to do a mini program in May that talks about marketing and sales, creating a movement, going to mass market and getting people to be so attracted to your brand and be magnetic that you're literally going to have so many people wanting your services, you don't know what to do with. It's called Million Dollar Movements, going to be iconic. You should join us. I'll put it in the show notes. The reason the first thing I'm going to teach you inside of that program is becoming the niche, becoming magnetic, is because this principle of being absolutely in love with yourself and your life is what draws people to you, okay? It's what draws opportunities to you. It's what draws all of the abundance you can imagine, okay? The other thing that some of you need to do is release the identity of suffering. Some of you are so damn committed to your story of how hard it is. Some of you are so committed to the chaos. You're actually obsessed with the chaos. You're like, oh my God, my life's so chaotic. Yeah, because you made it that way and you like it that way because you thrive on chaos. Some of you are so committed to the idea that you have to suffer in order to be worthy. The reason I mentioned the seminar at the beginning of this that I just attended in New York City is because for a while, I had reached a point in my life, I would say this is probably before Jethro was born, so 2020, 2021, I just was waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was like, man, my life, first 24 years of my life were pretty hard. My parents both suffered from alcohol and addiction. My dad went to jail for possession of cocaine. My parents were divorced at a young age. They both had their own demons that they had to overcome. I wasn't living the white picket fence life that I wanted or that I envisioned for myself. And I struggled in undergrad, couldn't find my rhythm, always felt like the black sheep. And once I went to chiropractic school, I met my husband on the first day of school, which is also so weird. I don't know if I've ever shared this publicly, but I met Kyle literally. I met him 2 weeks after my dad died. And I do not think that is a coincidence. I think he was sent from God, my dad, all the angels on earth, because he is absolutely a turning point in my life when my life just felt more fulfilled. It felt more full of love. it felt like things were going to get so fucking good that I didn't know what to do. And for the last 12 years, obviously it's not only him, but he's a huge part of my story and a huge part of my life. But for the last 12 years, things have just been good, even at the depths of hell that we have been through in entrepreneurship and like trying to start our family and things like that. It has been so good. Nothing could ever compare to the first 20 years of my life and the pain and suffering that I had during that time. Because of that, though, I had this underlying subconscious belief that I didn't know existed, that I was scared something else was going to go wrong. And if that is you, or you've went through hardships, or maybe life was really good and you've been in a season of shit just being really freaking hard, I want you to know that it is happening for you. And I know you're probably rolling your eyes as you're listening to this, but I absolutely know I would not be where I am without all the hardships in my life, because I was learning lessons. I was meeting people. I was becoming someone different. I was becoming the version of myself that sits here today and record this podcast episodes, that has the influence, that has the clients that I'm impacting, that has the family. I became this person through those trials and those tribulations. And I had to just finally rewire my nervous system to let myself know that, one, I was safe, and two, it's only going to get better from here. And I fully, absolutely believe that. As insane and as fun and exciting as my life is right now, I know it's only going to get better. And even this, why I tell you guys, this is a journey that you're going to brush up against. And this doesn't really have to do with wealth, but I think for those of you that are listening, this might be helpful. After I had my son Jethro, I had envisioned becoming a mom my entire life. And I wanted nothing more when I met Kyle to have his blonde hair, blue eyed babies. And I joke, that's really the reason I married him, is because I wanted a blonde haired baby. For a while, when I was considering having a second child, and when I was like, I just don't know, I don't feel like I'm ready, it is because I had brushed up against my threshold for love. I had never had so much love in my life between Kyle and Jethro and family and friends and my really close people to me. I had never had that much love in my life. And so I was convincing myself, this is good enough. This is good enough. This is all you need. Why want for more? You're good enough. This is great. And I just had to realize that I was even doing that with wanting another baby. I'm like, look at how much love and abundance Jethro brought to my life. He cracked me wide open. I became a different version of myself through becoming a mother. Why would I put a cap on that potential? Why would I put a cap on the amount of love that I'm allowed to receive? And so when we started discussing wanting to try for another baby, which, yes, for all you in my DMs, we are trying. When God decides to bless us with a baby, he will. And I'm not attached to the timeline. If it's this year, amazing. If it's 2026, I know it is all happening for me in divine timing, and it's going to be so good. I can't even imagine it. But when we talked about, hey, are we ready? Is this something we want to do? I had to journal and rewire my nervous system that, yes, Stephanie, this is more love than you ever imagined, but is it possible that you could actually have more? Is it possible that you're worthy of more? Is it possible that you actually desire more? And when you release the fear of whether it's love or wealth, and you just embody the fact that you want more and you deserve more, everything changes. So I want you, those of you who feel like you don't deserve what you're charging, or you don't deserve to be ungodly, insanely rich, sit with that feeling, rewire your nervous system. Work with somebody that can help you work on your self-worth, that can reprogram your thoughts. I like to say I'm a business coach, but more than anything, I'm a mindset coach, because my whole life has been fixing my own mind before I could even try to attempt to fix somebody else's. And I have had a masterclass, next level, like world-class experience in fixing my own mindset, because you guys wouldn't even recognize who I was 10 years ago. You wouldn't recognize who I was 5 years ago. Shit, I don't even recognize her. I'm like, who's this? Who I'm becoming, baby? I like that girl, because you know what? She shows up for everybody. She cares deeply, and she's not scared of saying what she wants. Last one. You think success means less freedom because you've been inspired or influenced by people who are sacrificing everything else in order to be successful. There's a better way. You don't have to do that. But first, you just have to sit and realize it's possible for you to be more successful and actually even have more freedom. The other thing is, too much money is going to make you unrelatable. This is something I struggled with in the last 12 to 18 months. I'm like, I don't actually want to tell people how well we are doing, because I don't want to be unrelatable. I don't want them to feel I'm so different than them, because my whole life, I've just wanted to be included. My whole life, I've just wanted to feel I have belonged, that I've been worthy of the acknowledgement and validation of other people, right? This is my Achilles heel that I have to work through in this lifetime. And because of that, I've wanted to hide how successful I am at different points in my life, because there's levels to this shit. There's so many levels above me. I can't wait till I get there. But at each season of life and each level of success that we have accomplished, I have been committed to being relatable. But there's been a shift recently that I'm like, you know what? In order to be inspirational, you have to be unrelatable. You think Tony Robbins is relatable with his 17 houses across the country and God knows what else and the impact he has? Is he relatable? But no, he is so damn inspirational. That's what I'm trying to do. If I am committed to my story that I have to be relatable to every single person I meet, I cannot make the impact that I want to make. And that's what I want to leave you with here today is where are you holding yourself back? And I know if you want to double your income, double your net worth, triple, quadruple, whatever, there is no cap. Whatever it is, you have to go within and figure it out first. I love you. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.